This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best, like the Bay Rum Soap and Deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
Hello and welcome to The Rest Is Football with me, Alan Shearer, and Micah Richards. We're missing the old fella, Micah. He's decided to go away to Barcelona and he can't work his phone. He's got no Wi-Fi and he's missing. What is it? To be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. And to be late is fucking unacceptable. Where are you, Lineker?
Absolute shambles. And let's be honest, Al, it's not like he's just gone to anywhere in Barcelona. He's gone to Soho House, supposed to be the best of the best of the best, and he's not got no reception. Deary, deary me.
So where are we going to start? We can say and do what we want, can't we? Should we start with Arsenal or?
I just want to ask, where are you, Alan? Are you anywhere nice? It looks very summery where you are there.
Well, it is very sunny, Micah. I mean, despite him going to Barcelona and getting no signal, I'm actually in Thailand, in Bangkok. I've come away for 2 or 3 days to do a little something for the League Managers Association and Castrol. So I'm just about to go down and head down and do a Q&A, and then I head back and see you at the weekend for Man City Newcastle. Which I can't wait, looking forward to.
What, the cup that Newcastle are going to win, is it? The cup that Newcastle are going to win.
After watching them against Chelsea, Mike, I'm not so confident now, believe it or not. So let's start with Arsenal. You were there. You were at Arsenal, weren't you? You were at the game the other night. You were working. The atmosphere sounded incredible.
You know what, Al? I mean, sometimes people ask you about, you know, atmospheres and what was it like, and sometimes you can exaggerate how good it was. But honestly, we've worked at Emirates. I've played at Emirates. But there was something special about being there because it was almost like a nervous energy to start with. And then before kickoff, the place just erupted. And it was crazy because everyone was talking about how Arsenal are going to do. Porto are really established, really good tactical and technical team on the counter-attack. And it was, how could they fare? We talked about stats and all that sort of thing. I didn't know myself that Arsenal have not been to a quarter-final for about 14 years, which was staggering for me to hear that. But yeah, the overall atmosphere, being there and covering the game, it was just amazing. It really was. And it was more about that moment and could the Arsenal fans stand up? It was extraordinary. It really was.
Do you think there's a belief there that they can go and win it now with them getting to the quarterfinals and you're seeing the other teams that are there? Do you think the fans and the players, more importantly, think they can win that competition?
You know what? And it sounds ridiculous at times because normally when we talk about Champions League, it's the best of the best. I don't think the teams who have got to the quarterfinals are at their peak. Normally when you think Real Madrid, you think, wow, they're absolutely unbelievable. A Barcelona team that's done well, Xavi's got them playing now, but still, we would say in transition, a manager who's leaving. You've got Dortmund who are okay, They've got some good players on that counter-attack. But you look at you thinking Man City are the team to beat. And because Arsenal are doing so well in the league, you think, okay, you know, we're not probably as good as Man City in terms of the whole squad. But in a, you know, a couple of one-off games, could they do it? You know, everyone will fancy themselves in that last date now. So exciting. In terms of the way Arsenal approached the game, I thought Porto did really well tactically and able to nullify that threat. We fought with Arsenal being on the front foot with Trossard and Saka, but it was really good the way Porto set up. They sort of pushed their fullbacks right high, which pushed the wingers really back. And then it became a little bit nervous. But in the end, Trossard gets the goal and then it goes to extra time. And I didn't want extra time, I'll be honest with you. I was knackered by that time.
What, just because you wanted to get away early?
I wanted to get away early. We was on air half an hour before. We were soaking in. Obviously, Thierry was working for CBS. Thierry's homecoming and all that. And we did an extra half an hour pre-match. It was on air for an hour and a half before the game. And then it goes to extra time. Then it goes to penalties. Then we're on air for another 45 minutes after the penalties. I didn't get to sleep till about 3 o'clock in the morning, so yeah, but it was worth it in the end. Let's say that.
Do you know, you mentioned the teams in the last eight there. Two of the teams, PSG and Dortmund, were the ones in Newcastle group. And I must admit, when I seen Newcastle playing against PSG, they battered them at home, and they were so unlucky to not take all 3 points of that horrendous decision. Remember?
Yes.
And you look at PSG and Dortmund, and both now in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I mean, that's just football, isn't it? It's weird because I backed Newcastle to go through that group at one point, and it's just a decision that I wouldn't say cost them, because we know what football, you know, decisions are decisions. But, and then you look at Newcastle's season, since then they sort of lost a bit of energy, I would say. They lost, you know, injuries as well. And then their sort of season, it's like we're asking ourselves now, if they go up to Man City on Saturday in the FA Cup, it's not a great season for him. What could have been so great at one point, Al?
So who are you fancying? You're fancying your mob, Man City, for the Champions League, are you? No surprise.
I mean, I think City are the best team in the competition, but I do believe it could go anywhere. If Man City were to get Real Madrid in the quarters, you know what Real Madrid can do. A couple of years ago, at their place, when they beat PSG when they was losing, they beat Chelsea when they was losing, they beat a comeback against Man City as well. So anything can happen in the Champions League. But in terms of squad, I would say Man City are probably the favourites.
Well, that's no surprise there. Micah Richards tipping Man City for the league, for the Champions League. It's a good time to take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to The Rest Is Football with me, Alan Shearer, and Micah Richards, nor Gary Lineker. As we said earlier, he can't work his Wi-Fi out, the silly old fool. Micah, I'm out in Thailand, so I was watching the Bournemouth-Luton game, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning here. I couldn't sleep, and I'm watching the game. And I get to half-time, and it's 3-0. I'm thinking, oh my goodness me. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up about 4 hours later, and I'm thinking, I can still hear a voice on the TV talking about the game, and Bournemouth have come back and won 4-3. I mean, you can tell us what on earth happened.
Well, it was crazy because it was on. We had a little sort of screen because obviously it was on the same time as the Champions League. So I think it kicked off about 7:30 UK. And I keep checking my phone. I keep looking up at the highlights. And I was full of praise for Luton in terms of, like, I remember when we've talked about them so much of they haven't really got the quality. Then we looked at the manager, all the stuff when we had Tom Lockyer on and how they've managed to just come together, and they've got this spirit that is unmatched. So when they've gone 3-0 up, I'm thinking, you start checking the table, and obviously you talked about Nottingham Forest and what's going to happen with Everton with potential charges. And then we're doing our analysis and all that, and I've seen Solanke scores, which was a magnificent goal. I think you want to talk about that goal before I go on.
I love that goal. I mean, the touch and the technique, and then the turn. It was brilliant. And then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, oh no! I thought. And then I saw the replay this morning. They went to VAR, so he would have been panicking, wouldn't he? But the finish was just superb. And we'll talk about the England squad in a minute. But do you think? I mean, that's a real hammer blow to Luton, that, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Just because they gather all this momentum, and it looks like, I won't say turn the corner, but we talked about Luton just like giving up leads late in previous. You know, if you look at their last even 10 fixtures, they always seem to be within the game. But then something happens, whether it's lack of concentration, not finishing off the game. But if you go 3-0 up, you're thinking, okay, there's away from home, but they'll see this out. But then you start to think, okay, is it something that we're doing? The sort of tactical element of it, why can't we not switch on for all of the games? We sort of giving the fans what they want and the pundits, especially us, in terms of entertaining football, knowing what they do. But they've got to start shoring it up at the back now. You know, there's only so long you can hold on like this in the Premier League without it affecting your confidence. And if you go into the games thinking, okay, the last 10 minutes, it's going to be nervy. It's never a nice, you know, spot to be in. But they need to look at themselves now. We've given them all the praise in the world, and rightly so. But they've got to start seeing out games now.
I agree. Well, we're filming this on Thursday morning, where you are, Thursday evening, where I am. And the England squad's about to be announced later this afternoon, Micah. And what you're hearing, who you're hearing's in the squad?
Ooh, I heard there's a bit of a... You know, this is one thing I didn't used to like about the England squad, is because, you know, when it gets announced, and I don't know what it was like back in your day, Al, but basically, in my day, it was... used to get a letter, it'd come to the training ground, but before the letter would reach, it was normally after training, you'd get a little text to see if he was in or not. But there was very few leaks. You might have someone who's having a really good season, and it's sort of speculation that they might be in there. But now, it almost seems as though we're getting information before the squad's announced, and it spoils the moment, I would say. But in terms of your question, we're hearing potentially Gomez is going to be back in there. And, you know, we spoke about that the other week, and I just think he deserves it. He deserves it not because he's just playing well. It's to overcome that injury, playing in different positions, and someone who can be trusted alongside whoever that may be. So I'm really buzzing for that. And another one was Tony Al, who obviously striker. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. With the form that he's in, I think he's come back and he's looked really sharp. He's held the ball up well. He's bringing people into the game, and so that doesn't surprise me at all, to be honest. But you saw Gomez, didn't you, firsthand last weekend, and you actually said it can't be long before he's in an England squad because of his performance. So he was that good, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fact that any game, you know what it's like. And it was a different for you because you scored against anyone. But say for me, when I was first getting called up to the national team, it's a big games in which really, as a defender, you can show up. So you could play well. You could play 20 games well and say you missed a big game and no one's really talking about you. But when you're up against, you know, the best team in the league, Man City have been so good, and you have a good performance, but not just one-on-one defending. It's more mentality, positioning, versatility. And I just thought he ticked all of those boxes. And yeah, he fully deserves it.
And lastly, me and you, and who knows, maybe Gary Lineker, if he can be bothered to get his arse back from Barcelona. We're all back together Saturday afternoon for City Newcastle in the FA Cup.
I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait. I mean, normally we have to be impartial. But on Saturday, I know you're going to be biased, so I'm going to be biased too. That's the way the cookie crumbles. But yeah, I can't wait for it. You know, FA Cup is always special to us. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that game. Really am.
Well, that brings us nicely to the end with just the two of us. And we got one thing to say. Lineker, you're fucking fired.
Just the two of us.
So it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from me. But before I do that, I want to say, as Gary would say, Gary Lineker voice, the comments have been, you know, overwhelming at times. They've been brilliant. So do keep them coming in because we appreciate them. And yes, we will, you know, try to deliver and be ever present. So goodbye from me, Gary. Goodbye from me, Big Meeks.
Goodbye from me. Have a good weekend.
Cheers.